out there. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out around this nation and around the world. You're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho, USA. And it's good to be back with you on this Sunday, folks. I miss you. Miss you through the week. I certainly do. So it's so good to be with you on these Sundays. Hope everybody's doing fine on this wonderful weekend. And like I say, this is Father's Day, and we are we're a bunch of us at our police and military associations, which we have two of here, are fathers. And so we just want to reach out and say Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. This is a day that makes us think. You know, it truly makes us think about family and about what it's meant to us in our lives to be a father. I'm a grandfather of nine, and it does make you think on this day and think things that God would have you think about. Are you a good father? Are you a good grandfather? And so forth. And I've been kind of letting down a little bit on the grandfather bit. I have so many grandchildren, it's hard to keep up with birthdays. I got to do a better job on that, folks. So hope you not only pray and thank the Lord for being a dad and having a good father, if you have a good father. I didn't have a father growing up, but most people do. And thank the Lord for your good dad or granddad in your life. Okay, folks, we're here at our two police and military associations, and we're happy to have a guest on with us today, a guest that we truly do honor very, very much in the fact that God is using him in a great way. We have 2 hours today, and we have some very pressing news to go over with you in the second hour. But the first hour, I've invited our dear brother, Christian brother, Steve Wahlberg, back with us. And we're going to talk more about a big problem in America. One of the biggest, if not the biggest problem in America, is that the 75-80% of Christians have withdrawn from our fight against the Antichrist forces that have taken over our government and our state houses in America. And we're working hard here at our two police and military associations, as is Brother Steve Wahlberg, to awaken our brothers and sisters in Christ and get them on the field of battle against God's enemies and our republic's enemies, our nation's enemies. And we're going to talk about that with Steve here right after we come back after this break. Stay tuned.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Okay, folks, welcome back. This is that old retired cop, Jack McLam, up here at our two police and military associations here on this Sunday, Father's Day. And we're going to go out and enjoy a little bit of celebration after the show. But right now, we have our dear brother Steve Wahlberg on with us. He's the one that wrote the most important book for our times, End Time Delusions. Okay? He's a Christian, and he's a Jewish Christian. And this is so important, folks, the book that he wrote, as we talked about before, because I see it, and many of us Christians see it, as the vehicle for getting 75 to 80% of Americans who claim to be Christians out of their prayer closets, out of their churches, and keep on praying, but put feet to their prayers, okay, to do something besides just pray about it. And say, well, we're leaving next week in the rapture, and we don't have to do anything. Let God do it when he gets here. And then they're believing, folks, what their pastors are telling them, that we should obey all government, because all government's of God, even evil government. And, of course, that puts you in line to obey the Antichrist government that's taking control today. And so, with that said, let's bring up our dear brother here, Steve Wahlberg. Steve, are you there, brother?
Yes, Jack, I'm here. Happy Father's Day to you.
Happy Father's Day to you too, brother, and I'm so happy you could be with us a while today. We just wanted to ask you, brother, what you see, knowing our concern here at our two police and military associations with trying to get Christians out to take action and to stand against, in a nonviolent redress of our grievances, against the forces of evil that are taking over. And, brother, I just want to give you the microphone, so to speak, and tell us what you believe would help us in getting the Christians awake and making them realize that they're not going to be raptured out of here next week, as Billy Graham's been saying for 75 years, and he's still here. All of us are still here. And what would you say to those Christians that are just constantly telling us here at our two police and military associations, hey, what are you struggling for? We're leaving here. We're not even going to be here through the tribulation. Let God clean it up when he gets here. What do you say to these brothers and sisters, Steve?
Right. Well, Jack, there's a lot to say, and you just hope that people have ears to hear and that their hearts are open. Let me just start out by tying this into Father's Day.
Okay, beautiful.
You're familiar, I'm sure, with John chapter 8, verse 44, where Jesus Christ was talking to a group of very religious people, and he said, "You are of your father, the devil."
Oh, yes.
And the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. He abode not in the truth. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Now, there Jesus talks about, now he always called his heavenly father, you know, his father, but then there was another father, and that is Satan himself. He's the father of lies. And Satan has woven into the religious world today lies just like he did 2,000 years ago. And these lies, coming from the father of lies, have to do with the events that are supposed to take place at the end of the world. And as you've referred to, this whole rapture theory is part of a system. It's part of a package, which is really called futurism. And the idea is that the church will be raptured, will disappear, and then all of the prophecies, or most of the prophecies in the book of Revelation, will kick in after we're gone. And that's when the beast comes. That's when the Antichrist comes. That's when the final days come. That's the 7-year period of tribulation. And as soon as Christians accept that doctrine, which I believe is a lie from the father of lies, what it does is it puts them asleep. It puts them to sleep so they don't see the very real present activity of what you refer to as an Antichrist system, what the Bible calls the beast, the little horn, the mother of harlots in the book of Revelation. Uh-huh. And my book, End Time Delusions, Jack, it documents the sober and serious truth that the beast is here now, that the Antichrist system is here now.
It sure
and,
is.
You know, I don't know how much you want to get into on this program. There's some very volatile things that I could talk about what's happening in this country and the invasion into this country of the forces of Antichrist that are actually working to take over America right now. And as you've mentioned, people who think they're going to disappear before the beast comes, they are totally asleep to the present activity of the present beast. If you go back 300 years from this day, if you go back to Europe, and if you look at the Reformation, if you look at the teachings of Martin Luther, who started the Lutheran Church, and John Calvin, who started the Presbyterian Church, and John Wesley, who started the Methodist Church, and the great Baptist preacher Charles Spurgeon in London, if you look at their teachings about the Antichrist, they saw the Antichrist and the beast as being right here, right in front of them. It was centered in Rome. It was synonymous with the Vatican. That doesn't mean that every Roman Catholic is an evil person by any means, but they saw a system, they saw an institution that had taken over a large percentage of Christianity and that fit the prophecy of the little horn, of the beast, of the power that was going to be making war on the saints and overcoming them, the power described in Revelation as a woman sitting upon a beast, representing a church, riding a state, sitting upon seven hills. They put all the pieces together, and they said, it's here, it's right now, it's Rome.
It is.
We have to resist this. And I've got an article right in front of me, Jack, which is called America's Alien Invasion, the United States Becoming Roman Catholic. And it talks about the immigration issue, which is a real hot issue right now in the government, in the press, and you know it's being debated
sure.
in Washington
oh,
and
yeah.
these bills about immigration.
Yeah.
Well, one thing that most people don't see, and the media is not talking about, and Christians don't see, is that the majority of these illegal immigrants that are coming up from Mexico and from Latin America, they are strong Roman Catholics, and they are multiplying rapidly in this country. And the Supreme Court right now is already five Supreme Court justices that are Catholic and four that aren't. And if you look at the strongest religion in Washington, D.C., it's the Roman Catholic Church. And if you look at the majority of the immigrants that are coming in that are multiplying rapidly, they're Catholic. And what's happening is, it's amazing, Jack, but all of the Protestant reformers saw the papal system as the beast. And the beast is here right now, and it is working to take over America. So we'll lose our freedoms. Now, this is not to say that every Catholic person is an evil person. I don't believe that. But they don't understand what's really going on at their own headquarters. They don't understand the real issues at stake with Protestantism and the Bible and faith in Jesus Christ alone in contrast to Catholicism. And we're in a war, and the battle's going on right now, right in front of us. Christians don't see it because they think they're going to disappear in the rapture. And the father of lies has pulled the wool over the eyes of millions of Christians with a false theology about the end times, so they don't see the activity of the present beast that Luther, Calvin, Huss, Jerome, Wesley, Spurgeon, they all saw right here, and my in front of them. And my book, End Time Delusions, documents, Jack, from the Bible, from history. It documents what was happening in the past and what's happening now and where we're going. And Christians need to see what's happening and stand up before it's too late.
Well, brother, you know, here about a year ago, a brother of mine, a friend of mine, Tex Mars, out of Texas, sent me two tapes on Pope John Paul II, and he has literal footage of Pope John Paul II going around the world. I mean, literal footage, film footage, and words that he's speaking to all the other religions of the world. You name it, Buddhist, every kind of religion, even witches and warlocks, and he's telling them that they don't need Jesus Christ, that they have their own path to heaven, and he's setting up this world religion. And I was shocked by it, because this is the same thing Billy Graham's saying today, brother, that that we don't need Jesus Christ, you have your own religion and way to heaven. And all of a sudden, our former Protestant leaders in this country, all the multimillionaire glitterbugs on TV, Protestants, are now talking about going back under the Roman system, the popish system, and leading us under that system. And the Pope, Pope John Paul II, was going around the world for years telling all the other religions they don't need Jesus Christ because they have their own path. So we see this as the setting up of this Antichrist world religion, brother. What do you think about it?
Yes, the ecumenical focus of the Vatican is just a strategy. They'll tell the Buddhists and the different religions out there, the Hindus, that you can just continue to worship your God the way you do. But at the same time, on the other side, they are trying to bring all religions under the umbrella of papal authority. Rome's goal is global conquest. It has always been the same since the days of Constantine, down throughout European history, and even today with Benedict XVI as the present pope, who used to be the chief officer of what used to be called the Inquisition. The Vatican's holy office, he's right up there at the top now. He was John Paul II's right-hand man, and Rome's goal, and make no mistake about it, it's been this way for 1,500 years, Rome's goal is global conquest.
Yeah.
And the ecumenical movement is part of their strategy.
True. Okay, brother, hang on to that thought, and we'll be right back with you with more of the Officer Jack McLamb program on the Great Republic Broadcasting Network, folks. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA Concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Officer Jack McAlam program. We have our dear brother on, Steve Wahlberg. And folks, I want you to consider this, because for the last 15 years I've been studying this, and I'm finding that all the top mainline denominational churches at the very top, now not the people that follow it like Southern Baptist people and so forth and so on, but all the leaders at the top of these mainline denominations seem to be heading towards this ecumenical movement and the world religion. And I'm not kidding you. I've been studying this for 15 years, and Steve has probably noticed this too. So we're not just hammering on the Catholics, but one thing I want you Catholics to understand is this, that I was reading Acts again last night, Steve, in the Acts New Testament, and it hammered it home for me again that it was 300 years after Christ was put to death and rose again, 300 years after the Bible was complete, even the New Testament, before Emperor Constantine and a couple other jokers formed the Catholic Church. 300 years. So we're not all Protestants. We didn't all come out. Acts will show you that the disciples, and there were many of them, going around saving people and bringing them to Christ. And so we're not all as the church, the Catholic Church, wants us to believe. We're all Protestants. Well, it's not true, is it, Steve?
No, there used to be a lot of Protestants, but today it's a vanishing breed. Most Christians today consider themselves evangelical, not Protestant. They don't know what Protestant even means. They don't know that the word Protestant came from the word protest, that Christians protested against the Roman Catholic system in Europe in the 1500s after the printing press was invented by Gutenberg. People began to read Bibles. The first book off the press was a Bible. All throughout Europe, people began reading Bibles. They looked at the church, they looked at the Bible, they looked at the church, they looked at the Bible, and they realized that the two were vastly different, and they wanted to reform the church from all of the traditions that had come in through the Roman Catholic system, which was commanding people to confess their sins to priests, and it was advocating going to Jesus through Mary, and that the Pope had all authority in heaven and in earth, and that it was a church-state system that was commanding obedience in the name of God. And these Christians protested and said, look, our Father is not in Rome, our Father is in heaven, and our Savior is not Mary, our Savior is Jesus Christ, God's Son. And
right out of the Bible.
We can go directly to the Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ. We don't need to go to priests, to popes, to Mary. We don't need to make pilgrimages to Rome. We don't need to beat ourselves or do any kind of painful penances. We can be saved directly through faith in Jesus Christ alone. That is what sparked the protest, the Protestant Reformation. And then what happened was the reformers, as they were being opposed by the Catholic Church for their reforms, they began studying prophecy, especially Daniel chapter 7. They read about four beasts. Daniel 7 talks about a lion, a bear, a leopard, and a dragon-like beast with 10 horns, and then a little horn coming up among the 10 with eyes like a man and a mouth speaking great things. And when they studied this chapter, they realized that the lion was Babylon, the bear was Persia, the leopard was Greece, the dragon-like beast was the Roman Empire, the 10 horns were the 10 nations that divided up the Roman Empire in the 5th and 6th centuries, and that the little horn was the papal power that rose right up out of the Roman Empire with eyes like a man. A man was at the head, the Pope, with a mouth speaking great things, making great claims for itself, and then it began to make war on the saints. And that's the prophecy of Daniel 7, and the Protestants looked at that and they said that little horn is the Roman Catholic system. And that's why they left. That's why they protested. That's why they got back to the Bible. That's why they were willing to die for their faith. And you can find what I'm saying right now in my book, End Time Delusions. It's right there. The history is there. The prophecy is there. The documentation is there. You can find it by reading the writings of Wesley, of Calvin, of Luther, of Huss, of Jerome, of Spurgeon. I mean, it's just a fact. But what has happened today is that Protestants, if you call them Protestants, evangelicals now, have completely forgotten this history, and they're looking to a future Antichrist, one person who will show up after the rapture. And because of that, they don't see what is happening right now, that the Vatican wants to take America and turn it into a Roman Catholic nation through Hispanic immigration. This is all part of the strategy of Rome and through the ecumenical movement to bring all nations under the authority once again of the Father in Rome, who is called the Holy Father, but that's really not true because there's only one Holy Father, which is in heaven. That is our Heavenly Father. Jesus taught us to pray, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name," to give a human being, a sinful human being, the name of Holy Father is ultimately blasphemy. It's not.
It truly is. Brother, where is it in the Scripture? Yeah, where is it in the Scriptures, brother, that I read it sometime back that the Bible tells us to call no man father. Where's that at in there?
It's in Matthew chapter 23.
That's
Let me it. Turn right here. I've got it right here. Matthew 23, this was Jesus' chapter where he made his woes upon the Pharisees. In chapter 23, verse 9, Jesus said, "Call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father which is in heaven."
Yeah,
and that's what he's not talking about your dad. He's talking about anyone else that claims that.
Right. Yeah. So Catholics need to pull out the King James Bible and go over it and see how close to the Bible the Popish system is, brother. And that's what you talk about in End Time Delusions. When we come back, folks, we're going to give out the address how you can get a hold of this very important book. Please do get a pencil and paper. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Jack, I'm here,
hey.
Jack.
Listen, can we switch to our second line?
Steve Shank, Fearless Task.
Could you call me back on the second line?
Credit cards. You want me to call you back?
Yeah. No, wait a minute. Is this Steve?
This is Steve. You're talking to Steve.
Oh, okay. I thought this was my board operator.
No, you got
okay.
me.
Yeah, okay, Steve. Hold on there. I'm trying to reach my board operator. I think the second line is better than this one. I'm getting a little bit of static on this line here from my end. So I was going to ask the board operator if he's listening to switch to line two, but I guess he's not listening, so we'll just go on the way it is.
Okay,
Steve.
So you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Officer Jack McAlam program, folks. I'm that old cop, retired cop Jack McAlam here, and we have our brother on, Steve Wahlberg, and I've asked him to give out his contact information to get this fantastic book, End Time Delusions. I've read it three times and have sat down and used it as a study guide, folks, and I'm telling you, he's nailed it. He's done his research. He's got it right. For 15 years, I've known most of what he has in here. I learned a lot of new things myself, though, in his book, End Time Delusions. So, Steve, would you tell the people how to get a hold of this very important book? And, folks, if you would, read it, and you'll realize, put it beside your King James Bible, and you'll find that he has no errors in here. You know, that it's right on the King James Bible, what God is telling us. And therefore, folks, we should believe what God tells us, and Steve has done that in his wonderful book. So when you do read it and find out it is accurate according to the Holy Word of God, please order numerous copies for relatives and loved ones who are Christians and associates, because we need a great awakening at this time, and it's going to happen. It is happening right now, but Steve's book is so important to that awakening for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Steve, go ahead and tell the people how to get a hold of your wonderful book, and then you have many other books, too. I've been to your website, White Horse Media, and so go right ahead, Steve.
Sure, Jack, thank you. Yes, we have a toll-free number. It's 878-BIBLE, 878-BIBLE. The website is whitehorsemedia.com, whitehorsemedia.com. We're there during the week. We're not there today. But anyway, people can order online or they can call 878-BIBLE. And if they mention that they've heard me on the Officer Jack McLam program, they will get a discount in the book. The book is normally $13.99. We'll give it to your listeners, Jack, for $10. We're not here to make money. We do need to cover our costs, but
right.
$10. It's a big book, and it's got a lot of information on the rapture, the Antichrist, the tribulation, Israel, the Reformation, preterism, historicism, futurism, all kinds of things. So anyway,
yeah.
878 Bible, that's it. And Jack, let me mention something else.
Okay.
You mentioned the King James Bible. Most people today don't realize that at the original King James Bible had a dedication at the very beginning of it to King James of England. And in that dedication, I've got a copy myself, it specifically refers to the papal power as the man of sin described in Bible prophecy.
Wow, I didn't know
right,
that.
It says it right there. And so the translators of the King James Bible and the early Protestants who used the King James Bible, they understood this prophecy so well. They knew who the beast was. They knew who the little horn was. They knew who the harlot who was drunk with the blood of the saints was, because they were witnessing the persecuting power of that very entity described in prophecy right there in front of their eyes.
Yes,
what happened today, Jack, is people have lost, they've lost their knowledge of history.
Yes, they have, and they our people today don't understand what happened during the Inquisition, folks. If you just would study the Inquisition, what happened during the Inquisition, you would know that no Christians would do that kind of thing, slaughter millions and millions and millions because they wouldn't belong to their church.
That's
God,
right. God
never told us to kill people that would not accept Christ. Never, ever.
Right. And the prophecy predicts that the little horn would make war on the saints and overcome them. That's that's Daniel 7:21. In Revelation 13:5-7, it says the same thing. In Revelation 17:5-6, it talks about the Babylonian harlot who is drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And a lot of those martyrs were put to death because of the what's called the Holy Office of the Roman Catholic Inquisition. And it's very interesting to discover that the current Pope, Benedict XVI, he used to be the head of the Congregation of the Doctrine of the Faith, which is a new name for the Holy Office of the Inquisition. It's the same organization. It's just been given a new name. And he's the current head right now of the Roman Catholic Church. Now, there's a lot going on behind the scenes that people just don't understand. They haven't really studied their Bibles with spiritual discernment. They don't understand the history of the Protestant Reformation. Let me just mention a few other quick things. So I know we're dealing with these Catholic issues. The book of Romans is the book that Paul wrote in the New Testament to the church that was in Rome. That early church was very different from what became the Roman Catholic Church. When you read the book of Romans, Paul's letter to the Romans, there's no mention of a pope. There's no reference to Peter at all, and there's no reference to any kind of intercession of Mary or praying to Mary or anything. It's just totally foreign to the book of Romans. When you read the book of Acts, I've got it right in front of me, Acts chapter 10, Peter went to Cornelius, who was a Gentile, and it says that when Peter came in to see Cornelius in Acts 10, verse 25, it says Cornelius, who was a Gentile, fell down at his feet and worshipped him.
That's right.
Here's a man worshipping Peter.
Centurion? He was a centurion, too, wasn't he?
That's right. That's right. And look what happened. In verse 26, it says, Peter took him up, and he said, stand up. I myself am also a man. Peter, the true biblical Peter, was just totally opposed to Cornelius getting down on his knees and worshiping him. But the present, you know, the popes claim to be successors of Peter, and I've seen people bow down to John Paul II, bow down to Benedict XVI.
Sure.
But this is not what the true Peter wanted them to do. When you read 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5, Paul's very clear there's only one mediator between God and men. It is the man, Christ Jesus. It's not Mary. It's not the saints in heaven. There's only one mediator, and it is Jesus Christ himself. Revelation 13:7 tells us that at one point, eventually, the beast will have global dominion. It says that all that dwell upon the earth will worship him. And that's the direction that we're going in right now. And Hispanic immigration is contributing to the Catholic takeover of America. The Vatican has its sights on global conquest, including the conquest of America. And Christians totally don't see what's happening because they're looking for a future Antichrist who will show up after the rapture. It's a big end-time delusion. That's right. And that's what my book, End Time Delusions, is all about, is exposing this. And I'm not against Catholic people. I'm just trying to direct them away from Mary and the priests and the Pope and the saints to direct their eyes to Jesus Christ himself, who loves them, who gave his life on the cross for them, who died, who rose from the dead, who went to heaven, and they can approach the Heavenly Father, Jack, today on Father's Day. All our listeners can approach the Heavenly Father directly
Amen.
Through His Son, Jesus Christ, who loved them and gave His life for them. We don't need any other mediators, no other way. There's only one way, and it's Jesus. And on Father's Day, what a great thing to do to expose the Father of lies who
yeah.
has brought His deceptions right
yeah.
into the church.
It's amazing, brother. One thing, too, you might address is that in the Holy Bible, and I'm no historian or biblical scholar, but I have read in the Holy Bible where God says that all the dead, even the dead in Christ, are in the grave, and He will resurrect them when He comes, and therefore the Bible tells us not to pray to dead people and do not talk to the dead, brother. And, of course, that's exactly what the Catholics do with all their saints. They
You're
talk
exactly
to all these
right.
dead people.
You're
now,
exactly
explain
right,
where that is in the Bible, if you can, brother, if you can remember.
Sure. Oh, yes, I can remember. In fact, my newest book that just came out is called Demons in Disguise, The Dangers of Talking to the Dead. It's
yes.
exactly based upon what you just said. In Deuteronomy,
wow.
Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 11, it specifically says that calling up the dead, trying to talk to the dead, it's also called necromancy in some
yeah.
Bibles, communication with the dead, that this is an abomination to the Lord. God does not want us to try to talk to dead people in any way, because what happens is if you try to talk to a dead person, you're going to end up talking to a demon in disguise.
Demon. That's right.
And there's
yeah.
lots of Bible verses that talk about communication with the dead is totally forbidden by God. And as you mentioned, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17, that when Jesus Christ comes down at the very end of the world with a shout, with a voice, with a trumpet, that's when the dead in Christ will rise first.
From the grave.
Those of us that are,
yeah.
That's right, from the grave. And that's when those of us that are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and will always be with the Lord. And then Paul says, comfort each other, one another, with these words. And Paul is pointing here to the return of Christ, to the resurrection of the dead, and that's when we will be together with them and with Jesus. We don't need to try to talk to the dead right now. We need to wait for the Lord to come, to resurrect the dead, to change the living who are faithful, and then He's going to take us all up together, and that's when we get to be with the Lord, Paul says. That's when we get to be together with our loved ones that have died, and when we go to modern psychics and mediums and talk show hosts like Sylvia Brown and John Edward and all the modern mediums that are out there, Alison Dubois riding the talk show circuit, trying
yeah.
to bring people into touch with their dead loved ones, this is a delusion, and it's very strong within the Catholic Church. All of these
sure
apparitions
is.
Of Mary, where they think it's Mary they're talking to, it's not Mary. Mary's been dead for 2,000 years. It's a demon in disguise. And the Catholic Church is permeated with these Marian apparitions, and it's spiritualism. It's part of the deception. And it's happening in Mexico. It's happening in America. It's happening around the world. And may God help us to realize the Bible says, don't talk to the dead. Read Deuteronomy 18. It's right there.
Yeah.
Wait for the
yeah.
return of Christ. Salvation is through faith in Jesus alone. We don't need to go to the priests, the popes. We don't need to pray to dead saints. We don't need to go to Mary to get to Jesus. We need to come right to Christ, follow the Word of God, stand up for what's right in these last days, have our eyes opened to the deceptions of the devil, and prepare for the coming of the Lord. And that's what
right,
end-time
brother.
Delusions is all about.
Wow, that's fantastic, brother. Yeah, I tell you, it's not a month goes by that I don't hear from somebody around this nation, even police officers and soldiers, that say last weekend it was just marvelous. They walked in the garden with their great-grandmother Matilda and talked with her, and she counseled with them, and it just sends chills up my back, brother, because I know that wasn't grandmother Matilda. That was a demon spirit.
That's right. You know, Jack, in Revelation 16, verse 14, 16:14, the Bible says, they are the spirits of devils, going forth to the kings of the earth and the whole world to gather them to the great day of God Almighty. And then verse 16 says that great day is the battle of Armageddon. And I have a chapter in my book, Demons in Disguise, which is called On the Road to Armageddon, and it shows that all of this spiritualistic deception that is going on right now, these spirits of devils impersonating the dead, that this is part of Satan's preparation to prepare human beings to be on the devil's side at the Battle of Armageddon. We live in very, very serious times. I was preaching in Spokane not long ago, and a woman walked up to me, and she said she had a very close friend whose wife died, and then she said that this man said that his wife visits him in his bedroom every night. And she was wrestling with whether she should give him a copy of my book, Demons in Disguise, or not. And finally, after she heard me speak on it, she said, I've got to give this to my friend because he needs this. This is the most important thing for him. I've got to help him so that he won't be deceived by a devil impersonating his dead wife.
Let me say to the listeners out there, brothers, that facts denied do not cease to exist. Okay, that's something us police officers have understood for years. You can deny a fact, you know, but it doesn't go away. And that's what Steve's talking about today, folks, end-time delusions. This is facts right out of the Word of God, and you may not like it, but we've got to deal with fact. We've got to deal with logic and truth, and that's where you find it in the Holy Word of God. And Steve, give out your contact information once again. We've got to get your books out to people. I'm just enthralled with this new one you're putting out because that's exactly, I want to get a copy of that too. Because
we'll send you a copy, Jack. We will send
you
a free copy of my two books, End Time Delusions and Demons in Disguise. The phone number is 800-78-BIBLE, 800-78-BIBLE. Call us during the week. We're not there right now. It's a toll-free number. And for anybody that calls from the Jack McLam Show, we'll offer either book. Now, the other book, Demons in Disguise, is a $16 book, but we'll give you that for $10. We'll give you Demons in Disguise for $10. We'll give you End Time Delusions for $10. Jack will send you a free copy. And
Thank you, brother. We're just trying to get the word out. Our
website is whitehorsemedia.com. Our ministry is called White Horse Media because of Revelation 19's description of Jesus Christ coming on a white horse. That's why we've chosen that name. And our goal is to help prepare people for his return and to unmask the deceiver, to unmask the father of lies, to direct people to the Word of God alone and to Jesus Christ alone as the only way to the Father in heaven and to prepare people for the return of the Lord. That's what we're all about. And we appreciate, Jack, the opportunity to share God's Word on your program.
Well, brother, it is critical at this time. It's critical. And people say, well, Jack, you've got two police and military associations. What are you talking religion for? Folks, we're being destroyed for lack of knowledge in this area. Destroyed. This used to be a Christian nation in America. I'm afraid to call it that today because I don't see much Christian about it anymore, Steve. But at one time, I have the quotes of hundreds of quotes of the founding fathers that they based this nation on the Holy Word of God. And now we've thrown God out of everything. And if we're going to save this nation, if we're going to do what God tells us to do, even if we don't save the nation, folks, we have to know the truth. And I'll tell you, you're going to be shocked if you don't have a copy of End Time Delusions. You're going to be shocked because you're going to want to deny some of this stuff that he has in there, but I'm telling you, folks, get out your King James Bible, lay it beside that book, and study it, and you'll find out that it's fact, and it's true, and you can't deny it. He talks about the rapture, the Antichrist, Israel today, which isn't the true Israel that's spoken of in the Holy Bible, and the end of the world. And so, Steve, like I say, we need you so bad today. God's using you in a mighty way to help us wake up our fellow Christians and get them to do what God told them to do in, I think it's Psalms 94:16, where he tells us, he's asking, really, all of us, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Question mark. And then he says, who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? He didn't say to go hide in the church and await the rapture next week, did he, Steve?
No, he didn't. And in Ephesians chapter 6, Paul tells the church, he tells Christians to put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And he also said that you may be able to stand in the evil day, having done all to stand. That's what Paul said.
And that's, those are action words, folks. That isn't go hide out and I'll wrap you out of here and you don't have to do anything for Christ. Except just pray. But we'll be right back, folks, in just a couple minutes here with and wrap up this hour with Steve. And if you don't have your pencils and papers, run to get it now. We'll give out that contact information one more time. We'll be right back.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Okay, folks, we're back here on the Officer Jack McGlam program. And folks, I hope you understand that we're in a war. We're in a war against the dominions of darkness, that is for sure, and they've taken us over, folks. And so we have to discuss these issues, yes, even on our Police and Military Association radio here, because this is a crucial part. This is probably, without a doubt, the most crucial part of this war that we're in for our forgotten country. So let's go right back to Steve. Steve, we've got 2 minutes left, it looks like, so go ahead and take them and tell the people what you'd like them to know.
Sure. Thank you, Jack. Again, you mentioned that we're in a war. I've got Revelation 13, verse 7 open in front of me. The Bible says it was given to the beast to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. Jack, it is a fact that Protestant reformers for 300 years applied this beast to the papal power. And we're seeing right now the power of the Roman Catholic Church gaining over all kindreds, tongues, and nations. It's happening in America. There is a takeover that is going on right now that people don't realize, and immigration is part of it to make this country Catholic. My book, End Time Delusions, exposes the beast system. It supports itself with historical documentation from Protestant reformers, from Luther to Spurgeon, and it's based right upon the Word of God. And the goal, Jack, is that we need to come to the Lamb who was slain from the foundation of the world and have a strong relationship with him right now, and to stand up against the beast. Again, the book is End Time Delusions. Our website is whitehorsemedia.com, and the phone number is 800-78-BIBLE, 800-78-BIBLE. Call during the week. We'll give the book to you for $10 because you've listened on the Officer Jack McLamb program.
Folks, that's like $4 off. That's a fantastic deal, Steve. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah. Welcome, Jack, and we're just doing this because we want to spread the Word of God. Time is running out. This is a solemn time that we live in. I'm not interested in left-behind fiction and fantasy and futurism about what's supposed to happen after the church disappears. I'm interested in what the Bible says is happening right now. May God help us not to be deceived by the father of lies. On Father's Day, let's follow our Father in heaven and the truth of God's Word and His Son, Jesus Christ, who is the only way to the Father.
Yes. Well, thank you, Brother Steve, so much here for being with us on Father's Day. Folks, Steve's a father, and he needs to be with his family today, and he took time out of his schedule with his family to be with us today to reach out across this land, around the world today, with the truth. And I'm not kidding you, folks. As an old police investigator for many, many years, I know how to investigate. I know how to research. That's what we do. We find fact. We find evidence. And I'm telling you, End Time Delusions is the book to help awaken our brothers and sisters in Christ to their need to get out of their prayer closets, get out of their churches, and continue to pray, but do something. Put feet to your prayers. I have this quote somebody sent me, Steve, that says, "Do not ask the Lord to guide your footsteps if you're not willing to move your feet." You know, I think that's great, and that's what we need. We need Christians moving their feet, just their mouths.
Jack. Another way to say it is you can't steer a car unless it's moving.
And amen.
We need to move so God
can
steer us.
Old Granddad used to say, "A turtle only gets ahead by sticking his neck out."
Yeah,
you know,
right.
You want the turtle.
This program.
That's right, brother.
God will bless us.
Well, Lord bless you and your family today, Steve, and forever. We're just so proud and so pleased and so blessed to have God using you in a mighty way. Have a great day, Steve, okay?
Thank you. You too.
We'll
Jack.
Talk to
Happy
you later.
Father's Day. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you now. Well, yes, folks, it's so important that we understand that our leaders in all the mainline denominational churches are leading us astray. Be right back. A message for